Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have a wonderful program. And tonight is our self-empowerment night. So we could have call-ins tonight, if you'd like to call in, about what clearing has self-empowered you, and, you know, how it affected you, what happened. Maybe you don't have to give us the circumstances of what you went through, you know, during your life, but maybe just something that would help other people. So it'll be kind of like a Q&A night. Yeah, we can start off with a clearing here. And some people are in a lot of fear. So let's just do a fear clearing. Then we'll do anger. So that's kind of like two that go hand in hand here. So fear clearing. And we're not going to be doing the mind-to-heart drop tonight. Maybe at the end we could. Because if I do that, you won't be present. You're going to just be all completely... You will be present, but you won't be able to analyze anything. So that's not a good thing if you need to get some healing work done, because you'd be blissed out. So here we go. A fear clearing. So one, think of a fear. Two, and remember, you know, you need to think of something that's bothering you on fear. I guess some people say, oh, I'll just have the light ship figure out what's wrong with me. Well, they don't do that. So if you're waiting for them to tell you where your fear is or what's happening, you're going to be waiting a long time, because they don't do that whatsoever. If we go into a special room, though, like a circulatory room or something, then they will help you out and ask you on the light ship what's happening and what you think your problems could be if you do have that problem. And they will do energetic healing on you that way. But the other clearings, you must specify. So here we go. This is one of your invisible energetic bodies. It's a fear body. And we're going to clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And now that you got the fear out of the way, you might feel angry, possibly, because the fear that held you back for your whole lifetime very possibly made you upset, because you believe somebody else's belief system. Or maybe you believe some kind of healing modality and you thought that everything with you was fixed. And naturally you found out that it didn't really touch anything, just the light of the darkness to take your energy. So here we go. Anger clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm sorry. That goes crap. Did the mind a heart drop? One. Well, you can get back on the mind here. Just so you have one foot or one of your toes maybe in the darkness, you can do this. So here we go. Remember, you have to step out of the light to get the healing, so you know what's wrong with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. Four. Oh boy, somebody is angry. Probably PO'd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, Ron. Hi, I'm out here, and welcome everybody to Wednesday night with the Creation Lightship on BBS. So the phone numbers to call in, Ron was mentioning that we'd love to have callers tonight from any of you who have done clearings that you feel have empowered you. Obviously, the most obvious one is the one with that title, the self-empowerment clearing. So maybe some of you can call in and let us know what results you've had from that clearing. So the number, I'll give two numbers for station one. The toll free in the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And then maybe try the one listed under line four, which is area code 530-413-4522. So we have a couple of questions, Ron, that are not necessarily on the self-empowerment topic, but maybe I can read them out while we wait for a caller. Is that okay?
Sure, great.
Okay, so you were mentioning about the different rooms on the lightship where you don't actually have to request a clearing or direct the energy to what you know your issue to be. And so Marcy is asking, oh, there's a beep. We with you just one sec. What is the serpentine room, she's asking?
Maybe it's a quarantine room she's talking about, maybe? Or the,
I don't know.
It could be that, or it could be the quarantine in one, and the other one, the, centrifuge room. The other one, I don't know what that would be.
Okay. All right, so I think we did have a caller. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
So, yes, I've had an energy drainage, and I'm wondering if I could get some energy tonight.
Okay, did somebody psychically cord you, or how did you get the energy drained?
No, I think what happened, well, I was talking to some relatives. I don't know if that was it or... Monday when I woke up in the morning, it felt like I had implants in me. I think maybe the light took them out, but after that I felt very drained.
Are you still there, Ron?
Yeah, we need to see if Larry's in the present moment. So can you do your finger exercise, Larry, see where you are?
Okay.
So the finger exercise, for anybody listening who isn't familiar with it, you take your index finger and stick it out pointing upward in front of your face and kind of see where that lands. And if it's slightly off-center to the left, you're a little focused in the past. And if it's to the right, you're in the future. So you need to get it centered into the middle. What I do, if I find I'm a little off, is I stick both arms straight out to the side of me, and then I pull both fingers in to the middle and have them meet, you know, directly in front of my nose. Well, a little ways off, but in front of my nose. That's what I do. So, Larry, how are you doing with that?
It seems like it was a little to the right. It may be pretty focused right now.
Good. Okay. So, Ron, back to you.
Okay, let's bring everybody into the present moment. So, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, how does that feel, Larry? The energy coming back?
Yeah, that feels good. It feels like, yeah, it feels much better. Yeah, it does feel like it's coming back.
Okay, let me put you in your body properly. This happens to many people. They come in improper and through a crash landing or something or whatever. When you go out and you come back in, sometimes you don't come in properly. So I'm going to take everybody out. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five, and back in. One, two, three, four, five. So now you should be in your body properly, and you should feel better. Okay, so...
Okay,
oh,
and then she's asking for some help too tonight. She's going through a separation, and she said she'd like to release the alien spirit from the other individual.
Hmm.
Is that someone who's listening, Larry?
No, I don't think she's listening. I think she had to go out and do something tonight, but she asked me to call in for her. Ron knows her from, I think she's in New York.
Boy, we could do a timeline crash, maybe for heartache. So let's do that, and maybe that will release some critters. We'll just give this a try here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How's that doing, Larry?
That sounds good. Sounds
okay,
fine.
Have you did the 2000 year, the brand new clearing, getting rid of the darkness? And if so, how does your body feel? And the second question is, how does your mind feel?
Well, I felt instantaneous freedom when I started doing that clearing. It was really freeing up and clear. It was really a beautiful feeling I felt from that.
Yeah, I did too. I felt very nice the next day after that one, much calmer than usual. All my mind chatter went away. I think I did that on the Friday night that went up, I believe, or we were doing it. A lot of people were doing it on the Friday night show last week, and I did it while we were on the Q&A. And on Saturday, I felt really wonderful from that. So yeah,
that's
sounds
a great
like this
clearing.
Is a good one, Ron. Thank you. So I think we had another beep, Larry. I'm not sure. Did you have any more questions for Ron?
No, that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Welcome.
So, is somebody else on the line?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi, this is Halcyon.
Hi, Halcyon. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
I just have a quick question for Ron.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm all ears.
Hi, Ron. We're always doing timeline crashes, but can we deliberately choose to go onto a timeline if there's an event taking place in our lives that we don't particularly care for? And is that advisable?
Okay, yeah, okay. What I'm hearing you say is, I guess I'll answer it this way. So there could be an event that you're going to. Maybe, let's just say that, you are going to a wedding, okay? That's coming up in a week, and you really don't want to go there. And so could you do a timeline crash for that wedding, maybe because you don't want the church service or whatever, or you just don't want to be there, but you have to. So they're going against your free will, and you're surrendering your free will to satisfy somebody. And so we'll see if I'm going in the right direction here. So I guess the question would be then, since you don't want to be there, are there multiple timelines when they force you to go to that, even if you don't want to do it here? So, yeah, you could do multiple timelines on that particular issue because it's possible, even if you didn't go, let's just say that, you know, it got to be a couple hours before this event happened and, you know, your canary got sick, so you said, man, I can't go because my canary's sick. But are you still going there on timelines? Very possibly. So you still could feel the backlash from the energies on the timelines coming back into you because you're not there here, but you could be there 50 times on other timelines. Wow. So did I answer your question?
Well, yes, and but slightly different.
Okay.
If I am choosing to not want to go to an event, but I'm still feeling pulled to that event, can I make a conscious choice to be off that timeline in conjunction to doing the timeline crashes?
Or is that just,
I mean, not necessarily using mind energy, just consciously dropping to my heart and saying, I don't want to be on this timeline. I want to be off of this timeline while I'm doing, in conjunction to doing the timeline crashes.
When you're in your heart, you won't be on any timeline. So for that, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Can they force you onto a timeline? They could. So I don't know if I'm answering the question properly here. If you choose not to do something and you get forced onto a timeline, you can still be one on that timeline, even if you're in your heart center. Remember, they can also put you into that timeline prior, before that event is happening. So you could have already done it. So sometimes, let's just say that something happened where you are doing this timeline crashing, and, you know, it's a reality and you don't want to go to it. And maybe it's because you don't want to go because you already went to it a week ago and you saw the ramifications on it. So you could go back and go into the past and also redo that timeline maybe a week ago that you did go to this event on. And then from there, you might have a lot of relief because you probably already experienced it, just that the timeline came to you sooner than the one here that's real.
I think that's the answer I'm looking for. That's the answer, because, yeah, it's just a reluctance to want to go.
Yeah, so you might look at that because you may have already had that experience, and it wasn't very good. So you could crash the timeline and also see what maybe what's on that timeline or how you feel now. I would probably crash it about 20 times. And then during the crashing, you might be able to, if you're really psychic, tune in to see what emotion they're dealing with on you. Because remember, when you crash a timeline with an emotion, you're going to know what's happening because you're dealing with that emotion. Now, if you crash the event on a timeline, then you might be able to feel your body loosening itself up, and you could probably relate that to a certain emotion. So you may be able to work backwards on it and then see why you didn't like it. And maybe by crashing that emotion, at least by knowing about it, you can crash the emotion and then maybe even go to the event because that reality may not play out.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And one more question.
Okay.
It said that everyone is telling me that you can't process emotions with your mind, only with your heart. But isn't emotion supposed to be not in your heart?
Yeah, that's
isn't
correct,
that,
yeah.
Aren't we supposed to avoid emotions?
You should be in discernment, and the heart energy does not know emotions, because the light doesn't know about emotions. That's duality.
Right.
So if you look at anything that's emotional, once you go into your heart, then you're into you're out of duality, so everything is going to look okay to you. So you could use discernment there in your heart, but when you crash the emotions, you're actually using mind energy. You're using a program. You're using the dark side program to crash itself. So in a way, you know, since they are programs, and if you take away the darkness, you know, energy, and just kind of look at it as like a computer program, you know. You all know what those are. And and now you have a way to, in a sense, delete the program or maybe do a system restore on yourself using computer terms here. Or maybe even you could maybe, I won't say you can inject a virus. That would be curious and interesting. But, you know, there is ways that you can use the dark side programs for your benefit. This is one like the billboard clearing. You're using
the psychic billboard
that energy
clearing,
that they created to change your life. And they don't care how it's being used. They just put it up with their parameters, knowing that you wouldn't be smart enough to know how to enter into their program. So they didn't really put any safeguards in there from their end. But, you know, it's nice that we're able to understand that we can use it and put light into it and use that to change everything. Because you are living in a dark side planet, and unfortunately, you know, your spirit was taken over by this energy. And you're able to use the programs that are running and maybe even ruining your life and making it better for yourself. Remember, everything is against free will, free choice, so you might as well, in a sense, that you're joining the darkness, in a sense. I have to bite my tongue when I say this here, but you're using their program, and they really are not going to take that away, that program. because it's controlling everybody who don't know about how to change their life, to change their reality. And this is much different than, doing the affirmations and, having your mind create a new reality for you. This is completely different. So I guess back to you, Halcyon.
Thank you very much, Ron. That clarified a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Carrie.
Okay. Thanks for calling. All right. So I'm just going to read a couple of comments, Ron, about people who are having feeling self-empowered by some different clearings. And Pete in Australia is saying, I have done the past life clearings for past lifetime clearings. And I think he's meaning the timeline crashes for the past life, parallel life one, that one that we're waiting for to come up on the website. But the people who've been on the 8-hour calls have had that for a few months as part of that package. And he's saying, I have done the past lifetime clearings for deep-seated feeling of personal inadequacy. And he's saying it's really, really good. And he feels more confident than ever since doing those. And then Lisa is saying the natal barcode has been very empowering for me lately. I had no idea how many numbers were controlling my life. So there are two more that people are feeling brings them more empowerment. So that is interesting. Now, where was the other question that I saw? Oh, yeah, Marcy's just saying when we were talking about, she was asking about that room on the light ship, and she's thinking it probably was the quarantine room, but she's asking, where is it that you ask for your healings? Because you had mentioned that. So there are two situations, Marcy, that Ron was talking about. When he's doing the sample healings on the show, like the anger clearing and the fear clearing at the top of the show, that you have to think of a situation where you were feeling angry or feeling fear, and you have to direct the energy, the light beings, or however you view it, you have to direct it to a specific instance, because the light beings will not see you as needing it unless you point a finger at the problem. And then, Ron, also, of course, when you take us up to the light ship and we're in rooms with the light being doctors, we need to request the healing then. So two different kind of different spins on the same thing of having to point out what we feel is wrong with us and what we want fixed. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
I think you covered it pretty well.
Okay.
And then, I guess the flip side to that is after you have a clearing, even the sample clearings here, how do you hold that energy? And what's your responsibility? Just having a clearing doesn't necessarily make your life, hunky-dory. It's not going to be perfect forever. So you need to know that the clearing that you had worked, but what else do you have to do? How do you protect yourself? How do you hold the energy? How do you not go into the past? And so that's up to you. That's why you need to have a whole lifetime clearing, more than just the samples here. But the whole thing is then you need to become responsible for every clearing that you've had. You need to know that, this thing worked. And if I find myself getting drawn into a situation or something according to one of the clearings, using the one today like the fear one, so if you already did the whole lifetime fear clearing and you felt the energy being taken away from you, then I'll ask you a question. Did you do the unlimited on that clearing? If you haven't, then you want to get up to date on that unlimited clearing. If you still feel something and you had the unlimited, then you may want to go into seven generations and, look at that aspect. But that's kind of how it works. But it's up to you to hold the energy of the clearing. It's like going to a doctor, okay? You go to a doctor, and you have a broken arm, and he puts it in the cast, and he fixes it, and sets it or whatever they do. And 6 weeks later, you go, you take the cast off. That's about the time that it normally takes, I believe. And you go, oh, thank you, doctor. I'm never going to have a broken arm again. Is that right? Because you fixed the last one. And he's going to look at you like you're nuts, or what planet are you from, So, you have to be responsible for your clearings and to stay current and to know that your past is released, but you're always living in the present moment And then that, after the present moment, then you go into another present moment. But when you look back upon all those present moments, that turns into your past. So the clearings that you have, which are on the website, deal with the energy right now in this moment. When you look into the future, they don't deal with futures, because the future, when the light's not created. But you can go from the past. If you had a clearing 2 months ago, then what happened to you in the last 2 months? That's accountable. Remember, you have DNA and stored in your DNA. That's your main record keeper for you, is your DNA. And so that's how the jellyfish and the orbs connect with you to torment you. But we have a caller on, so we better get the caller. So is someone out there?
Hi, somebody on the line?
Orange County. Hi, I just wanted to discuss the personal empowerment that I've experienced myself by, well, there's been a lot of things for sure, physically especially, but lately I was really intent on improving my lifestyle physically, my surroundings. And I'm surrounded by a lot of nice furniture, but it represents my old life, my married life, a long time ago. And so I've been wanting to get rid of it, never was able to do so, never could get the motivation or the, never could follow through. So with that in mind, I thought, well, I'll try the poverty clearing, and I was led to it, actually looking for something else. It just hit me. I saw it. I didn't even know what it was, but I heard a bingo, you need this. So I bought it right away, and then I did it right away, and it's very easy and not expensive. So, well, what happened was that somehow that clearing gave me the, it just helped me to get mobilized into doing some of these things I have been procrastinating on for over maybe 3 or 4 years. Now, that's a long time.
Right.
That's so great. I was immediately rewarded, I'm happy to say, because people responded quickly, and they were very interested in my things that I want to dispose of. And interesting, when I got an auction company come out to my house, gave me a bid on a piece of furniture that I had already gotten a claim from the insurance company, for a lot of money. Had a little bit of damage on the bottom from that leak I had in the kitchen. Remember, you helped me clear
it
out a few weeks ago. So the insurance company gave me a lot more than I expected, and then the auction company bought that piece of furniture for me. So I got a huge amount of money for a piece of furniture I really didn't want, and that had damage on it. How do you like that?
Like that.
Then I got, then I got, Ron, then I got more mobilized to, that was very encouraging, so I got more mobilized to clear out this one room I have that had everything in it from my past, china, crystal, wedding gifts, all kinds of stuff that I really, no longer a part of who I am. So that's very empowering to feel closer to living in the present moment, and by getting rid of this old energy. And I really, you know, something tells me I couldn't have done it without that clearing. Furthermore, that clearing led me to also the prosperity clearing. And then when I did that, guess what? I heard from a woman who I contacted 2 years ago about a job. She still had my business card. I'd forgotten about it. She called me, or actually sent me an email, and she asked me if I still was interested in working for her. So that's going to come about. We've been emailing each other. I mean, it's not a big job or anything, but it's just sort of like a little trickle, you know, an immediate response.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that maybe some of the energy has been released from me that has been holding me into this same holding pattern I've been in for the last 4 years?
Yeah, that's good.
Sounds like it.
And also, remember, that energy that you're hanging on to with old stuff could actually be like a curse, hex, spell clearing, you know? Not that you need that. I'm just mentioning that you had the energy which was transmitting around you in your body this old energy, which wasn't necessarily working for you, maybe what you wanted it to do now. And so the old energy may have clogged you up completely.
Well,
so
yeah,
I found
it
very a wonderful testimonial on the two clearings. I mean, well, this is great.
Well, you know, the reason I'm calling, Ron, is because today you started the clearings on anger and hate, right? Well, guess what? These clearings have led me to realize just how much I've been holding myself back, you know. Of course, I could blame other people, but I'm going to take responsibility. But you know, I can get myself out of this now. And so I just realized, wow, I really have never realized how much hate I have in myself and how much self-hate or anger I have in myself about how, you know, I could go on about why. But, you know, I just have realized that today in the last few days, and I thought maybe this clearing has sort of, the energy clearing has sort of allowed me to tap into that, where before I was very scared to even think about it. I've been very timid, tiptoeing around my old energy, my old patterns, you know, holding on to old stuff, holding on to things that aren't working, just living that way. And now I did so far 60 timeline crashes on hate.
Wow.
And I don't know how many on anger. So when you started the show like that and you said, wow, there's a lot of anger out there, I thought, oh, they know. They know me. They can see my computer. I really think that they picked up on my anger and self-hate and hate. Just never had undug that. And I want to clear it out so badly now, and I know I'm going to. And it really feels good. Those clearings you did really helped accelerate it. That's why I even called, because I was just sitting here before thinking, you know.
That's right. That's right. And remember, what you're doing is, you see, is everything is consciousness, whether it be from the darkness or from the light. Remember that the light had its own consciousness and the dark side, you know, cloned it. So everything is still consciousness. So what you're doing is you're taking a consciousness of being proactive to invalidate a consciousness that may be static, okay? Or, you know, it was put in place a long time ago. So what you have is a higher consciousness replacing an older consciousness. And the older one actually, you know, is just as valid, but you wanted to change it into another consciousness. This is what you're doing is kind of like what we call about, you know, when we do the timeline cracks, and I talked about copying and pasting an older one, an older time in your life to for wellness or something like that into the now. It's the same basic thing. So, you know, a higher consciousness replaces an older, maybe lower consciousness. It's not that that's in judgment. It's just that you're taking away something that you've had for a long time, and you just want to get rid of it. But that's why we have these clearings, because they're all like tools. And it's so nice to hear, you know, what happened, especially with the job interview coming up. I mean, wow, that's really great.
Yeah, there's other good things coming my way, but I mean, you get the idea. It's a lot of good things, things I wasn't expecting, a lot of things that you would consider, you know, prosperity, and not necessarily always cash, but, you know, some people giving me things, people doing things for me, people thinking of me. That's all I consider, you know, part of prosperity, of, you know, being in the receiving mode of the good in life. So that's what's happening. But those were the examples I wanted to give, the job and the insurance money and the cash, getting all the stuff out of the house, even being mobilized. So anyway, I recommend those clearings for that. If that's somewhere someone's at and they want to, you know, clear out that energy, I'm feeling it's really working, and I feel more like an integrated, like this is more who I am now, more comfortable with myself.
Yeah, so I wonder if all this activity, Kathy, changed your billboard without you having to do the billboard clearing, you know, because part of the thing that we check on the top of the billboard clearing is stuff that we've put on it ourselves, and you're probably putting on some new stuff just by your new beliefs or your new experiences. What do you think about that possibility, Ron?
Yeah, I think that probably did that automatically as she wanted to change her life. Remember, the billboard goes along with where you are in consciousness. That's what you're doing, is changing your consciousness. So I think the billboard, through having these clearings, probably automatically got switched over. And, well, that's great.
Well, I'm documenting this on the Yahoo's group, if anybody wants to check in and read that in more detail. Somebody asked me what poverty clearing I used. There was only just the one on the top. That's the only one I could find. That's the only one I noticed.
Was it the whole life one that you did?
Yeah.
The whole life one, yeah. I think it was a generational one, too.
No, I didn't do that one.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll get off the phone now.
Okay, well, Kathy, thanks so much. That's wonderful stuff, wonderful news. Well done.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, thank you, Ron. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, so...
Yeah, very interesting. And I was thinking while Kathy was talking that most of us have had, thinking in terms of the seven generational clearing, that you can do the whole life poverty clearing, and then there's a seven generational, too, and... Most of us have parents or grandparents who lived through, the Second World War, where there was rationing and so forth. And then also plenty of people have parents or grandparents who lived through the Depression. And a lot of those people became extremely frugal and, very concerned about conserving money and not spending anything and so forth, and really ground to a halt the flow of money in and out of your life. So as another layer to what Kathy was mentioning, if you know you have parents or grandparents who became that way as a result of living through those global experiences that really affected everybody's money and how much food you didn't have, that one would be great. So I think I heard another beep. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi. You still taking calls about empowerment? Because I sort of didn't
Absolutely.
Hear everything.
Yep.
Okay. Well, this isn't a... Excuse me? Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to share that, though you just put up the 2,000-year barcode, I believe I did something similar, but it's more deeper, because I believe it was a whole life clearing called the Dark Side Ascension Program Removal, as well as, like, back-to-back. New Year's Eve, I did Galactic Federation Affiliation Release, or whatever that's called, and then I did the Dark Side Ascension Program Removal before you even had the Ascension 2012. And I felt tremendous change in my life, because I knew you kept saying the Galactic Federation was responsible for everything here, letting all the darkness come in, so I felt that that was an important one. And then when I saw the Dark Side Ascension Program Removal, I said, this is what I need. And so I did them both, and I still didn't know how to describe it, to send in a testimonial. So when you put up this new clearing, I felt nothing. And I'm saying that, honestly, I usually feel something, and if there's a reason I'm not feeling it, I figured it out that I believe that that program... It was. I don't know if it was the current life, Ron. I'm not sure, because you didn't explain what you were doing. You just did it, and everybody's response when you did it that Friday. I looked back at the fast chat and saw many comments that resonated. Why I also, was feeling heavy duty changes. All of a sudden, I saw things in my space like as if I was in a new world. I could see the light. I guess the photons even. I got dizzy for a while, and then there was even, like, when you do the timeline question, everybody supposedly feels it. I've never felt it unless it's a big-time emotion that I'm dealing with, but most of the times I don't feel the energies, and I usually feel on, so that was unusual, and somebody did say that after they did that, that the timeline crashing wasn't as intense, because I don't know why. Would that make them be taken off of... I don't understand why that would be, but that would make sense then, that the dark side is stuff.
Remember, when you have a clearing, sometimes it takes away a lot of stuff. And when you have another clearing that's kind of similar and it's already been removed, then yes, you're not going to necessarily feel something.
Right.
But the clearing, if you still have it there, you it's still going to work for you, even though it may not feel like it's doing anything at all.
I sort of think it was a subset,
I think you probably
Ron,
got
of, well, maybe not. Actually, if it's 2,000 years ago, obviously the dark side ascension program removal might, I don't know if it only meant this lifetime. Was that, this is what I'm trying to figure out, because the 2,000 year only goes back up to zero point, right? Zero AD. So
yes,
from
it'll
the
go
time
back
from
to zero
AD,
forward,
there's dark
yeah.
side ascension programs. So am
yeah,
I covered?
Yeah, so it's designed for, you know, this last 2,000 years.
I know, but the one that I did with you, the Dark Side Ascension Program removal, it doesn't say
yeah,
its current lifetime. It doesn't say anything. It just says
no.
it's one of the Dark
yeah.
Side.
That one, when
see.
I did that one, it went back for all the ascensions that you lived here.
Oh, my goodness. No wonder it was so powerful, Ron. And that's
huh?
why I said that's an empowerment clearing I never forgot.
Yep.
So this is a good one to do. In other words, just because they have the free one does not mean that they've taken away all the other ascension programs. So that was a really powerful one, Ron. I really think, you know, people don't even know it's there, because I look at every little thing in your website, and it was right above the Galactic Federation Affiliation Clearing, and then the Dark Side Ascension Program. It was right under the Dark Side Extraterrestrial Interference Clearings, and then you have it under Planet Earth Lifetimes Force Reincarnation Disconnections. So I knew that I needed those, and it made a huge difference, but I still, I feel that it really protects me in many ways, but at the same time, my own fears, probably like you said, seven generations, brought up a lot of fears in me, and I was afraid of the dark again, but that's because that's my fears that I need to clear, and it was very interesting that when I got taken off of that, of course, I feel like sometimes things try to interfere with, just to negate my clearings. It's like I'm being tested somehow. Is that, am I crazy to think this? Or is it just me actually?
No, what you're getting is probably valid.
Or is it me,
so,
my darkness coming up?
You're, everything that, remember, you have to realize the mind could be also giving you good information and, you know, also other things too. So you know, you just kind of have to drop into your heart and just see how the energy feels. But I think you're right about that.
Okay, well, no, I'm
you
thinking
know,
like maybe it's my darkness from my DNA coming up to like, instead of blaming something outside of myself, is my darkness that's still coming up through the DNA possibly that's trying to stop my forward going forward? Not really anybody outside, because every time
course,
you say it's an
course,
alien, it's scary.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It could be just my DNA doing it. Me, my own self, sabotaging myself. Okay.
Yeah.
So then,
that's why we have on one of those self-empowerment clearings, is it your thoughts that are disempowering you, you know?
Right. Or something, the thoughts come out of the DNA, right? From the past.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or
so
even
then,
you could even be generating them in this life, too. You know, not
there's always a pattern
stuff,
from this life going into from the past life. It just it builds up like a loop. Like somebody mentioned the trauma loop, you know, how we just keep rebuilding and then just keep attracting more and more, and we think it's something else. It's really just simple, just clear the whole lifetime, and then all that stuff in the back might just clear itself up. Is that possible? Doing
sometimes
a whole life
can,
of anything.
Yeah. I can't guarantee that, but sometimes it can,
Okay.
Like picking the card in that big tower of cards, picking that card that makes the whole thing tumble. That's kind of how I see some of these clearings that suddenly, you know, released tons more stuff than, say, the previous five that you've done or something. So hold on one sec, Pauline. So,
I'll let you go.
Ron, Pauline mentioned that you had done a clearing that went back through multiple ascensions. So
what I think I did with Pauline we went back to the time that she was incarnated here.
Right.
So when I do the sensory clearing, we get a basic date of time. And so we went back and went through all of those 2,000-year cycles to bring her current.
Right. So can you
so
do
that
would
include
any
the 2,000 that you just did, that you just put on for free. That's why I felt nothing. That's what I said, that I feel that was included in there. And
totally
so they're only getting 2,000 years. They're not going back as far as we went on that Dark Side Ascension Program removal. It went at all my lifetime incarnations that I was fooled by the dark.
Right.
That I cleared that. So that's available, but it's not online. It's got to be done by you, right, Ron?
Yeah, I'll see what I
it's
can do online,
online
now. Not that, you know.
Well, if you don't have the centuries up, Ron, why would you have that one up? It's
I'll
not up yet. Neither
on,
one
so
of
I'll
them.
I'll have to do some checking. I got some homework.
Okay, I'm just volunteering because I thought I would like to have, if it was unlimited, I guess I don't need it, right, because I've done it all. There's no need to have unlimited.
Probably not, as long as they don't bring back timelines, you know, going back all the way back then again. Typically, they're probably not going to want to do that.
Okay. Well, I love my Galactic Federation Unlimited. I like that because
yeah,
I know I need to go seven generation. And you probably can't give them a sample of it at all because that is the sample. The 2,000-year barcode is the sample of that.
In a sense, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if anybody asks you, that's what it is. Maybe the Galactica Federation affiliation, can you give them a little sample, like a few days of getting rid of the Galactic Federation, what that feels like? Because they might want to do that clearing.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. So we'll just work on the energy of today, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to take away the Galactic Federation cording connections to you, and whatever they did to you during these courtings. So here we go. One. Oh, boy.
I know it's a big one, Ron.
They don't like this one. Three. Four.
Yeah, but people need this, Ron. Hopefully they'll all come calling you and doing the online. It's online.
Good. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, oh man, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. This is heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
See, this is a necessary clearing, guys. You guys all have histories with alien races, so this is where the Galactic Federation can tie into you. Right,
yep.
Ron?
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
That's why I thought that was so important to do them both together, and I did them back to back, and that was a whopper.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will let
Pauline,
you go. Thank
what is
you so
the
much.
Name of the clearing that goes with the sample that Ron just did?
That's called the Galactic Federation Affiliation Clearing, and it's online.
Okay,
and it's
great.
Based on times your age, I think, the prices.
Okay.
It's a whole life, and you can get unlimited.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. So, Ron, did you want to do a sample of a previous ascension point that we all missed? I think you were mentioning.
Yeah, you got a date we could probably pick?
Yeah, so if we're going back in 2,000-year chunks, let's go back a few because we've all been here a while. So what about 6,000 years ago or even 8,000 years ago?
Okay, so let's, I think we got a beeper on. I thought I heard a beep.
Yep.
Let's do 8,000 8,000 BC. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh boy, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting dizzy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Wow. I don't know. Do you have a beeper? A beep? Somebody who beeped?
Yes.
Beeper.
Yes. We do. Yeah. Hi. Who's there?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. Did you feel that one? My ear feels weird, Ron. My ear hurts on the right
I
side.
Have
yeah.
a,
Sorry,
I have the magnetic
ahead,
twisted. I have the magnetic twisted body clearing recently because it took a lot longer than I thought because I did it incorrectly. But you said you can't. But I did the three and then the like you said and then the number four every 10 times.
Right.
Well, anyway, and then I did the 2,000-year dark side barcode removal and the alien head implant removal. And I thought my, well, you know, I hurt my back, and I've been having numbness on my legs. And
right.
It's gotten worse. That's why I'm wondering if I need to do it over. Or how long does it take for it to start working?
It's instant.
Instant.
It works
uh-huh.
instantly.
Okay. So, yes, Marcy, I would say do it over. Keep doing it until you start feeling relief because it sounds like you really threw your back out very badly and it might... Ron, if something is physically whacked out like a disc or something, is the twisted magnetic body clearing going to get that disc back into place or not?
Hard to say. It very possibly could. I know... When I do emotional clearings for people, their back pops back into place. So you might, if you don't have the unlimited emotional, you might try that, Marcy.
I do have that.
Okay, well, go in there and do the unlimited emotional.
I did.
Okay.
I have it.
What about, have you timeline crashed back injuries? I would do that too.
I'm not sure how to do that, but I don't have the resources to do that right now.
Well, that's the one that's, I think, what is it, Ron, $20 for, it's $10 a week or $20 a week and $30 a month or something. And just for the regular timeline, the original one that went up, and just put, trying to think where you write it, I think just by your name, you would put your name and then just put back injuries and just go through the counter. Okay. Have you done the timeline crashing clearing at all? Are you familiar with that one?
I have not.
Okay.
I do what I can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so when you have time, no pun intended, or maybe the pun is intended, hop on and do some crashes for your for back injury.
Well, I don't have the resources this month.
Okay.
Maybe next month. And I can do the twisted magnetic body over again if you think that's a good idea.
Yeah, just do that one over again.
And I also
because
did the...
as you have... improvements with yourself, one of those bodies could possibly kick in and help you out too.
Okay. And then I did an extra depth bar code removal just because
good
I thought
good.
Maybe it would help.
Good.
Good
oh,
idea.
No. Thank
yeah.
you.
So
all
our
right,
time
thank
is
you.
Kind of coming to a close here, everybody.
Good luck. Oh, gosh, yes.
Thank you, Marcy.
Eight.
So we'll be seeing you on the, we got the 8-hour, call this Sunday, getting rid of alien critters and life forms that live inside of you that you know nothing about until they're released, then you feel better. And we have our next BBS program on Friday, which will be on Station 2, and also on Saturday at Station 2 at both the same time as the show of tonight. So we're next two programs are on Station 2, same time. So, everybody, we'll see you later, and it's our Paranormal Friday night coming up here. So, blessings. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, all the callers. Wonderful night tonight.
Thank
hope you,
Ron.
Enjoyed that 8,000 BC clearing.
Yeah, very interesting. Thank you. All right. See you guys Friday. Good night.
Good night, everyone.